where at least our tummies won't be empty while we deliberate. I want to say words of welcome to each and every one of you. Thank you for being here, and I truly am disappointed that some couldn't attend, but that is life, isn't it? The land acknowledgement is the fact that we live and are now located on the land of the Mi'kmaq, and we wish, as a people, to offer our hand and our voices to serve and to acknowledge and to work together in respect of treaties and for the betterment of relationships, community to community. Thank you. The agenda is before you. Do you have anything to add to the agenda or delete or change?
Move the approval of the agenda to present.
Thank you. The motion has been moved. Do we have a seconder?
Second.
Thank you, Mary. The minutes of May, all in favor?
Aye.
Contrary-minded? The agenda is approved as presented. The minutes of May 26, 2022 meeting. Are there any errors or omissions? Are there errors or omissions in the meeting minutes of the meeting of May 26, 2022? Any errors or omissions for the third time? Do you want another minute or two to peruse the... Has everybody had a chance to see them and read them?
Well, my name is misspelled.
It always is, Claire.
Yeah.
You want us to change your name?
I think we should.
I thought I could. Maybe I'll correct it in my place.
It very rarely can spell correctly, doesn't it, Claire?
I'm on an apprenticeship board, a technical advisory. Where,
yeah.
And they misspelled both my names.
Uh-oh. Oh, my Lord.
There was a double whammy.
They couldn't spell rank.
They couldn't spell rank. Jeez.
We won't do that bad.
Thank you.
Good.
Sorry, Claire.
Oh, yeah.
We stand to correct the spelling of Claire's name, please.
Yes.
I think it's because he doesn't like to live with that particular spelling, but he does point it out all the time to us.
How do you write it?
How can I spell
it?
C-L-A-R-E?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, that's because he's a man.
Yeah, I know. No E. No E. C-L-A-I-R.
C-L-A-I-R.
Yeah. Yeah, and on the back, in the back. In number 8.
Oh yeah, it's right at the top.
Ah, yeah.
Very good.
The minutes of May 26th. Did we get a motion? Did somebody move it? You moved it. Okay, thank you. Do we have a seconder for that?
Second.
Thank you. You're all seconded. Wonderful.
No E since the operation.
I beg your pardon?
There's no E since the operation.
Oh, is that right? Oh,
are you
bad? All in favor of approving the minutes as presented?
Contrary-minded?
The minutes are approved. Business arising, the draft ECRL board meeting recording policy. Laura, do you want to run over that with us?
We had a change in the policy direction on that last meeting, so we revised it, and hopefully it is good for your approval this evening.
Okay. Everybody's had a chance to look at it.
What was it that was changed, Laura?
ECRL, I'm just looking at the right part. By agreeing to serve on the ECRL board members are consenting to be recorded during board meetings. Any person in attendance at an ECRL board meeting, audience members, guests, or presenters must give their consent to be recorded for the purpose of public release and sharing of the recording. So those were the two changes.
No, we don't have to do that at every meeting, though.
Yes, you must let everyone know the meeting is
going on. No, you have to let them know it's being recorded. But once we've agreed to this policy,
they'd be aware of it.
We are automatically aware of it, and we can automatically, but guests would have to be informed for their permission.
Yes, ensure that they're aware of it.
Yes,
yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Anything else?
Nope.
Do we have any questions on the board meeting recording policy, or are you willing to approve it as with those changes? Moved by Mary. Do we have a seconder, please? Seconded by Blaine. Any further discussion? Any further discussion on the issue of board meeting recording policy? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Contrary-minded? The policy is approved as presented with the minor changes that were made. Thank you. Now, an update on the EDI consulting. Schedule.
Yes.
You got a bit of information for us
I
on
do,
that?
I do. So, good news. The EDI consultant has been in touch and is still available to work with us. He was just really, really swamped, very, very busy. He said scheduling for the fall would be best for his schedule as well, particularly for in person. He's going to give me a call next week, very shortly, so that we can look at possible dates for an in-person session. I will be in touch with everyone by email about this, and then you know we can add it to your calendar, say
sure.
Early. And
I think the in-person would be the better way to go. Does everybody agree with that?
Yeah, and I thought there was potential, and of course we can discuss it in the fall or at a subsequent board meeting, but we may have him work with the staff as well if we...
Well, definitely. If we're bringing him in, it would be great if you could have that.
Yeah, well, I'll think about how to maybe make that happen, but
yeah.
It just seems like we could really benefit from him
well,
visiting.
Well, you know, it can seem to make sense.
Mm.
No sense for us to know something if we aren't allowing our staff to have that same information.
Very, very true. So
anything else on that front besides the fact that we're going to do it in the fall, and no indication of exactly when in the fall,
no,
you'll get back to us on that.
Yeah.
Or those that are here. Okay.
We didn't get a cost on that, did we, Lou?
We did get a cost, and I think I would have to get even more exact detail because we'd have to factor in transportation and accommodations, probably. We did, however, get some grant funding, so I'm not too concerned. I think we can make it work with the money.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it's money well spent, and...
Yeah.
If it crimps our budget and our style a little bit, we will have to find a way to do it.
I'm sure we can make it happen. So.
Because an excuse of saying we can't afford it, it's not an excuse at all.
No, we really must, and I think there's no problem on that front. So
okay.
I'm very optimistic that will work out.
Chief Librarian, CEO report. You're on that.
Okay, so.
Chair, just number seven. I wasn't at the last meeting, and I watched three different videos. How can prison access those videos?
I will send you the links.
Okay.
No problem.
Yep.
Yeah, great point. I will send you the links. And I'll send everybody who's not here the links to the videos.
Great, thank you.
No problem. Okay.
You're on meeting, Laura.
Yes, the provincial review update. So I've handed out copies of the statement.
That's the document.
Yeah.
Everyone has a copy of that document?
So this is the document that the province will use to get RFPs and consultants to apply to work on a review. So this gives you an idea that will be posted. They have a procurement specialist to, or procurement team or department or whatever that will deal with that. I expect that process to be anywhere from 4 weeks to 6 weeks if everything goes really well.
Okay.
Could potentially be longer or shorter, just depending on how long they post it for.
They will give you some indication of the time that you'll have to allot for it, though, before we actually get into the work.
I doubt that, but yeah.
I was kind of hoping they would.
Yeah, no, they said. Yeah, they have said that they will, but it seems to be. Let's put it this way: we will make ourselves available.
We'll do what we have to do.
And so, this review is going to happen over the summer months when the board is normally not meeting. Obviously, I don't know at this point how much involvement board members will need to have in the review process. So I'm just going to keep updating you as I get information about the review and what may be expected of the board and its involvement in that. Okay, so I know they were wanting to have a 2 to 3 month process, so that means if they start mid-July...
They'll go to the fall.
Yeah, they'll go to the fall, but it'll certainly be active over the summer months.
Sure.
And they may have... Well, I expect that they will have community consultations, so... they've indicated in the statement of work that they may go outside of the district in St. Mary's area. So anyways, I will let you know as I know.
When you say going outside the district of St. Mary's, does that mean that they would consult with one or two or three or all?
I have no idea. There's just some indication that they may consult with other
I think those are reasonable questions to put to them.
Okay. At this point in time, they've been very clear that they will provide us with the information.
When we need it. On a need-to-know basis.
No, when they have it, they will let everyone know the District of St. Mary's and us, and I will let you folks
good.
Know.
That's
okay.
Fair. That's fair. I just think in terms of summer, how many of us are going to be available to participate in that sort of thing over the summer?
I understand your concern. That's why I'm going to get it to you as soon as I can, and you may not be able to.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going anyplace for the summer, but I'll be away in the month of September.
Right, so let's hope that we have whatever we need to do.
Councilor, sorry, Mr. Rankin. You have the floor, sir.
With no E. And one part, it says end date December 31st,
okay.
But then when you turn it over, it says timeline end of August 22nd. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it was a fairly rough document in the sense that there were still some track changes in the Word document when I received it. So I think they're waiting until they meet with procurement to finalize the dates.
Well, I wish I had a
policy now.
Yes. Say, I wish I wasn't on this board because I'd apply to do this. I mean, it's
you'd be great, right?
Well, when
yeah.
I read the tasks, read the tasks.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Investigate the past, identify issues, jurisdictional community, stakeholders, submit an report, make recommendations, and you're finished.
Yeah.
And you're finished.
Just like that.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sure we have all kinds of people.
You're not going to leave the board, are you?
No.
Okay.
There'd be nobody to pick out a variable with the spelling of his name if he left our board.
So that is all that I have to say about that one.
Madam Chair, just to
yes.
follow up with that question. With the end date showing December 31st, but the project completion showing by the end of August. So are you able to get some clarification around that?
I can certainly forward the question, but they've been very clear that they're going to tell us
what they want us to know.
As little as possible.
Well, no. Just a reminder, we are being recorded here, everyone, that they're going to tell us as per when they can, and they need to speak to procurement and find out, because all of those dates will likely adjust based on the reality of the procurement system the government has.
Yes. Okay.
It has to be posted on the website or the site. It has to go out for so long, and
that makes
then
sense.
It's going to have to be reviewed. I personally believe the timeline is optimistic based on the fact that a bunch of people in the government are going to be going on vacations, and so we'll see, right?
And it was supposed to start last Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was the procurement was going to happen last week or something, I think. But again, I haven't had any updates, and I will update you guys as soon as I can. I'm a little concerned about rushing, like if it's very rushed, but
yeah.
We've expressed that. You know, we want a good, thorough understanding
of the
issue.
Yeah, rushing is not a good thing.
And the consultants are, it's probably going to be somebody that we are familiar with.
You think?
Very possibly, but so, you know, we'll see how it goes. But
I think the procurement has to be finished by the end of August. I don't think the actual work has to be done by the end of December, but I think the procurement, they want that done by the end of August. I think that's what they're trying to say there.
Yeah, I know they had a couple of email communications, I think, that indicated they wanted it to be 2 to 3 months, however,
yeah.
Whenever it
okay.
starts and whenever it finishes, right? So when it actually begins, they want it to be a 2 to 3 month period. Unless they have somebody they know who's interested or available or something, but I don't think government works like that. I think it's very set process, right? So
we'll deal with it when we deal with it. I'm sure some of us will make ourselves available.
Well, I mean, everyone's going to understand if somebody can't be available, it's because they're scheduled for a trip
or a vacation with their family.
Yeah,
or whatever.
I mean, it's kind of unfortunate.
I've got an 89-year-old brother getting married, and I can't decide.
No, you cannot.
Listen, to be silly enough to do it for the fourth time, I gotta be there.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Anyhow, I just want to make one comment. So,
yeah.
What the job spec or this project spec seems extremely comprehensive.
Yes.
Here it seems very thorough.
Yeah,
so at the end of the day, there should be...
They may learn a great deal.
Good stuff come out of this.
Yeah.
I think it's a real opportunity, and that we have nothing to be concerned about except doing the work that they require on the timeline they require it. Which will be challenging potentially based on the fact that we'll be busy during the summer months opening Shetty Camp.
Yeah, exactly.
And Shetty Camp has to be our priority. I mean, it has to be priority. People have been just waiting and waiting and waiting and are very, very excited. So that's my only concern. And we can only do what we can do, but the managers are great and we'll figure it out, right? So.
And I'm sure we'll solve sooner than. Imagine.
Yeah.
It's out of our hands.
Yes, we just need to do our job and provide the information and be as helpful to the process as possible, and we can only see what comes of it.
In fairness, I'm being optimistic, I suppose, when I say this, but I believe if they're given that space of time and the amount of information that they can collect over that space of time, that they may recognize some of the issues and pitfalls that the library system has to deal with in this region. To a degree that they've probably never looked at them before, so it might be something to where.
That's what I'm thinking too, Shirley. That this might be a great opportunity that they'll be looking at the funding and saying, well, it's not enough, and that there's pitfalls here, and that you know that they might say, well, listen, you know, we got to look at the funding, you know, formula here, and say, well, no, we sent that letter too, like you know.
Yes.
You're asking staff to do a lot more work and not adding funding and this and that. So it might be a great opportunity that you know.
That's what I'm hoping and praying for, Mary.
Yeah.
And it will be a benefit to us.
But you responded, Laura. You sent an email to the deputy minister.
Yes.
Raising some of those issues.
And we wrote the two-page letter.
What we did for the statement of work is we provided feedback to the deputy minister and his team, or the CCTH staff, and they incorporated some of the changes that we had put forward to them, and some of them they didn't, and the District of St. Mary's had the same opportunity to provide feedback. Our concerns were, you know, just the qualifications of the consultant and if they had experience working with municipalities and doing investigations and multiple stakeholders, and also community consultations outside of the District of St. Mary's, because the communities all around the region have the same issues, like, you know, their libraries closed because they don't have enough staffing redundancy and so on and so on. It would be useful if they met with other communities to hear those same stories. And also consultation with the other municipal units. So, and the difficulty with the whole project is that if you want to just focus on the District of St. Mary's issues, how do you do that while also reviewing the service? Because the service is global and you can't evaluate it in the isolation of the rest of the operations.
Right.
And you can't really evaluate it in isolation of the funding formula, as Mary's pointed out. But the province has sort of a difficult line that they wish to walk, because they wish to assess the service in St. Mary's, but there are no provincial standards or mandated requirements. There's no service level that's funded. There's just population. So these are the problems, but all of that will bring out the full complexity.
What I understood, sorry, is the deputy did respond to you about those issues. Right?
Just thank you very much. We'll consider it for future discussion.
For future discussion, that's separate and aside from what we're doing here.
Well, that's an illogical sort of...
No, but that's what the response was, right?
I think they'd like to kind of have it both ways. Like, we want to evaluate the service and we want to evaluate the problem or the issue in St. Mary's, but we don't want to open the can of worms of the funding formula and the whole global situation. However, like, we just have to provide the information to the consultant, and all of it relates to a global same thing. It's my concern, like, whatever the province might say is a solution to the District of St. Mary's situation, that potentially also applies to Guysborough.
Yes.
Because they have the same difficulties, so they can't propose a solution for St. Mary's and possibly fund a solution for St. Mary's without funding a solution for Guysborough, right?
It's unreasonable.
Like, to me, it has to be
equitable.
Yeah, well, it just has to be
yeah.
global. Like, you can't pretend they're separate from the rest of the municipal funders.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how all that works out, but we just need to provide the information, work positively with the consultant, and ensure whoever they get will see the issues are well understood. So,
the thing that I see is that the funding formula, in fact, if it goes unmentioned or without discussion, that's a tragedy. Because when they were doing the funding and developing the formula for funding, we were not a party to any of that.
Exactly.
Eastern Counties was excluded, and I think that was a travesty.
Well, it's certainly an opportunity that we can bring forth the issues and help everyone. Because people in rural Nova Scotia, they want the same service they see in the larger centres, and they want a service level funded. They don't want a population funded at different rates, right? And I think our letter was a good start to those discussions.
I bet you they burned it right away.
Surely we are being recorded.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't make jokes when we're discussing this stuff, probably. Okay?
We get used to it, we can. I promise you, we will always do that.
The investigation is not just going to be for St. Mary's, I guarantee you that, because it already has touched Guysborough.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that seems right and correct to do it that way.
Yeah. So that's my concern. Like, whatever fairness or accommodations or whatever they want to make, they also need to consider the folks who live in the District of Guysborough as well.
Precisely.
Okay,
that's enough on that point, folks.
Yeah.
We'll be prepared and it'll be most interesting, I'm sure. Number six is our little bit, our films on the EEI. Did you find some that are applicable?
We didn't do the budget.
We haven't done the budget.
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay.
Skipping the budget.
Yeah, no. Let us take, if everyone could grab their budget document, please. Okay, so. We'll
somebody
see.
Went through my package. I had it all straightened out.
Yeah.
Okay, so. The first page of the budget document is the budget summary, and in the revenue section under the provincial contribution, we have the annual operating funding. We have also some deferred French grant for the Shetty Camp setup and the purchase of iPads for our bilingual French locations. We didn't spend all of the French grant in the previous budget year, so it rolls over and is available to us to spend as we need in this budget year.
Okay.
So we have budgeted what we call some of the deferred French grant. We have grants from the province, and we put them under the provincial contribution section in the revenues. So we have a community technology grant, we have a library development fund grant, and we have some portion of the on-demand grant, which I had understood from the province, is available to us to use for the EDI.
Oh, good.
Okay. Well, I got an email late this afternoon that might be in question, but we should proceed with the idea that I will navigate the paperwork and make it work, but that's why that is budgeted there. The community technology grant, the library development fund grant, and the on-demand grant monies, their account towards our board contribution, but we put them under the provincial to differentiate them from other sources of funding. We've broken out the municipal contribution so everyone can easily refer to that section to know how much their municipal unit or other municipal units are contributing. And then we have the board contributions. The processing supplies, that's not the best name. It was a weird little bit of funding we got from being an Alliance member. And the Alliance is the organization, the society that's managing the new Same Page catalog. So they had some grant funding they could give everyone to assist with mailing materials and packaging and so on to deal with the high shipment of books. So that processing supplies is a grant from them. We got the, as per usual, we got funds from the Strait Regional Center for Education to purchase youth books for Mabu and Port Hawkesbury, which of course are available to everyone in our region. The gas tax rebate is something we get when we submit to get part of that back. Printing and photocopies, that's money raised at branches for providing those services. Lost books, that's payments for lost books and interlibrary loan fees. The Mabu Library donations, a few years ago, we've gotten significant donations from a gentleman for the Alexander Doyle Public Library, located in Dalgary County in Mabu. And where you have a need for some new shelving and computers and an iPad, and so we budgeted some of that grant monies that we've been holding for that purpose. We have some local branch fundraising. People make donations at branches. And we have a small portion of a French collection grant we've had for several years that we still need to expense. And we have a garden grant that was for the Cody Tompkins Marbury Forks location that we've included. So that gives you an overview of the revenues. And you'll note, we've also done some reorganization to the expenditure section of the summary to make it more clear which aspect of our operations each expenditure is related to. So all the expenditures are now organized under the headings of staffing, operational travel, library services, facilities, board, regional administration, and French services. The order that the items are listed in the detailed expenditures, which we'll get to in a minute, corresponds to where they are found in the budget summary sheet. We've also ordered this section that it goes from the largest expenditure to the least expenditure. This helps to highlight the significance of each expenditure for you. And you'll note that the French expenditures are grouped together at the end as the French grant has specified purposes and doesn't really factor, it's not available for any operational purpose. So we think this is helpful to kind of more immediately understanding how it's laid out. Obviously, our most significant expenditure is staffing, and then we've grouped library services expenditures, which is our next significant expenditure. And then we've got the facilities, which includes both our regional office costs and some costs for branches. And we've got regional administrative expenditures and board expenditures. And then, as you can see, we get to operational travel. Travel is quite significant for us. And then we have our French expenditures. And we can kind of get into the detail. If you go to the detailed list of expenditures page, there are a few things I want to draw your attention to here. So under payroll expenditures, you can see that the WCB, so that's the Workers' Compensation Board, the retirement RSP contribution the board makes employees, health plan and vacation, they all have brackets that say they include French. So a portion of our staffing is paid for from the French grant, but some of those expenditures are also run for some of those employees. Part of their costs are also run for the English, because it's very hard to separate it out completely. So, you know, even if you're primarily funded by the French grant, you all would have your health plan covered by the English. So it's complex, but we've kind of highlighted those areas. I would like to point out that we've included $4,000 for replacement costs, and what that is for is if an employee has to be off for a longer leave for whatever reason, we have a bit of funding so that we can hire to replace that employee. It gives us a tiny bit of leeway to deal with something that is urgent and you know, we need to obviously do our best to keep locations open. So that's an important expenditure I wanted to bring to your attention. And if we head down to the professional development at No H&S section, we have a line for accessibility honorarium. I've left that there as a placeholder. We were not sure at the time we were doing the budget if we need to provide an honorarium for an accessibility committee member this year. We have to replace out our accessibility committee member, and that's underway, but it was just a little unclear. It may be something we need to do in future years, depending on how we have the person serve. So that is why that is there. We have, okay. We have included, obviously there's a significant amount of money that's directed towards books and digital subscriptions, Blu-rays, DVDs. We have broken up the same page iOS catalog, and we've moved it out of the computer and IT category and given it its own heading in the detailed expenditures. It's now under the broad category of library services, as this is the tool all staff use to process, distribute, and loan library collections. We would not be able to provide library service without it. Now, this item's increased from $8,760 in the last budget to being $21,055 this year. But what we've done is we've expensed part of the catalog to English and part of it to French, because the catalog does have a French interface. It provides French materials and is part of French services as well. So there's a bit of a difference there, but it is a very significant expenditure, and that cost will continue to increase in subsequent years. By 2627, it will cost $26,036 a year. So that's an important change. We have the Open Library annual subscription added, which I mentioned at the previous meeting. And we have the board ADI training grant listed, and the Community Technology Development Fund grant. We have facility insurance for both regional office and contents of branches and public use of branches. And we also have security alarms for all locations. We do have a 1% included in the janitorial services and supplies. We typically try and do our best for our contract. Well, they're beyond a janitor. I mean, Charlie. Well, they take care of the building very, very comprehensively. If there's an alarm that goes off in the middle of the night, this gentleman comes up and investigates. Like, they're very, very good at what they do. So it seemed reasonable and fair to provide them with a similar cost of living increase as staff. Okay. So we have obviously basic facility costs. Now, the computers and software section I want to draw your attention to, because one thing we haven't made explicit in this budget, but I do want to speak to so everyone knows it's not forgotten or ignored. We are investing in computers and hardware and software for staff, which we normally do, but the change this year is we're putting funds towards public access computers, particularly for the smaller locations that have lower service levels, because they don't have enough local funding to cover that cost. So we need to cover it for them. Part of the reason being is that a good computer needs to have the latest features, particularly accessibility features. So we need to get this infrastructure everywhere so that people can come in and get a computer that is obviously faster and good to use, but has capability to assist them in the ways that they may need and that staff can use to assist them. We also need to renew, because we had purchased it several years ago, branch iPads. Now the branches use the iPads for our receipt purchasing system called Square, But the real reason we needed to set them for accessibility is they're a great tool for showing patrons how to use digital services, how to use the ebooks and the audiobooks, and they have quite a few accessibility functions in the iPad. So this key infrastructure is really important to building capacity for us to assist people as much as we can with technology. Obviously, there are many ways to assist people, but with accessibility, technology is kind of a cornerstone.
Mm-hmm.
And we also need to get that in place and then do some training with staff and build their capacity for feeling comfortable to work with users with
mm-hmm.
a variety of disabilities. So I don't want that to be misunderstood. We want accessibility integrated and embedded in all aspects of our operations and our budget. But that was a really important decision this year to try and get that baseline in so that we can really move forward on this. On that note, we're maintaining, and we always have had, that it's a key tool, a toll-free number, so anybody with a phone, you know, is
mm-hmm.
not barred from service, they can call and get the help they need. Postage and shipping obviously has gone significantly up in the budget because we expect and we are seeing a great deal of shipping in relation to the same page. So that's important. Okay, I just want to also make sure everyone's clear that the printing, copying, and office supplies line, which is significant at $10,000, that includes toner cartridges and supplies for all of our library locations, so it's not just the regional office. We're supplying toner cartridges and paper.
For the whole system.
Yeah, for the whole system. So that's an important point. Okay, so some obvious bits there. Under professional fees, we have added web support to maintain our new website because we don't want to get into the situation where we have a crisis with the website, which is kind of where we were. So we need to invest in regular maintenance of it so it can be the code can be upgraded. We have the usual memberships that we've always had for years. On the next page, we have bank charges and Payworks. Payworks is our online payroll system, so staff can enter in their hours that they worked and their vacation requests and medical leaves and so on through the paywork system. It's very, very good. It's working quite well. And then we go down to board expenditures. So I want to talk about the audit because that is important to draw your attention to. We move the cost of the annual financial audit from professional fees to the board expenses, as we're now required to go through the process as a nonprofit, so the board is required to do an audit. And it has gone up. Where is the cost of that? All right, so cost increased by $3,577 over last year, and the reasoning for that was the cost of living.
That's 25%.
Yeah. And so
those accounts.
Yeah. So a couple of points about this. First off, we are getting the bill. It's for the audit that you just approved.
Right.
That just happened. We didn't have a lot of lead time on this cost increase, so there was no time to get another auditor or even investigate that possibility. Trish and I signed and for the first bill, okay? Normally, the treasurer would sign that check. Because we don't have a treasurer, we signed it because we can't delay the bill. That first bill was $8,452.50, and we're waiting for the second bill with the rest of the cost. But we wanted to draw the board's attention to this expenditure, the fact that we had signed for it, the fact that when we do have a treasurer elected, they will need to review that and initial the check stubs and so on as per what would be appropriate for the auditor. And so, obviously, when we get the final bill, we can discuss this further, but the board may wish us to investigate different scenarios. I have heard that this is a pretty standard cost for an audit, and that we were, the market may not have a cheaper solution. I'm very, very happy with our auditor. They're constantly advising us through the course of the year. Like we we utilize them, we ask them questions, we make sure we're doing things correctly or whatever comes up to meet their kind of understanding of what's appropriate. But obviously, like you said, Claire, it's a significant increase. So that's something for the board to reflect on, but I wanted to draw your attention to that in the budget. Okay. Obviously, vehicle expenses are still pretty good. Both vehicles, not wood, are working well at this time. We have a fairly low amount listed for in-region travel, and that is because under other, in the French services, we've included the travel and the accommodations and meals and so on for staff working to set up the Shetty Camp location. So the French grant will pay for the travel and whatever is required. We expect to have at least 2 weeks where we have various staff on staying in Shetty Camp and working on shelving and training and so on. And it is quite a distance for most of our staff, so we until we hire local staff. And so we want to put them up, and they may do some long days there. It makes more sense to kind of, you know, have somebody stay and work till 7 or whatever and have time to move. But that cost is going to come out of there. And again, you see under French services the charge for the provincial ILS catalog. And we do have some French collection listed in the French grant that I mentioned. The iPads are, again, required infrastructure, and one will be for Shetty Camp and one will be for Petit Gras, two French locations. So I will open it up to your questions.
Questions for Laura?
I have a question.
Over here.
On the first page, municipal contribution, why did the municipal, do they have more libraries than anybody else? Or?
It's based on population calculation from the province. So as a municipal unit, Inverness has the most people, and it's a per person calculation. Okay? But that is why it's important to make sure Inverness is served well and getting its funding, because you are contributing so much to the board.
Every year it goes up, the contribution is every year it goes up?
No, it just went up this year and it should.
It went up last year?
No, hang on. The provincial portion was implemented in 2021, but the municipal portion was just implemented. So they were supposed to implement it all at once, so it kind of made it really confusing. So the French grant, the equity grant, the provincial funding went up first, Mary, and then the municipal units had a delay of a couple of years, and now the portion of the municipal unit is going up this year. It should not go up again until they change the funding formula. And this funding formula currently runs another 3 years, I think this year and two more.
Does that answer your question, Mary?
I have another question.
Okay.
The auditor said that we had two reserves. One was the capital total. What was the other reserve?
It's an operating reserve that came to us a couple of years ago now, probably three, from the province. They gave us, I believe it was $54,000, but I could be wrong on that. It was some odd amount, and they split it up and gave each library region in the province the exact same amount. And we use some of it in the HVAC upgrade for the regional office, but we have been keeping it to deal with crises or the purchase of a new vehicle. We can use it for that. We have some money in the capital, and we have this operating reserve, but the board could decide to expend it on something else that might come up, you know, unforeseen. It's wide open what we can use it for, is my original understanding of it.
It'd be nice to have a bit
of... Well, you should have a little bit of reserves for a crisis or a problem, but certainly the auditor was clear that we should also expend the capital reserve for purchases or, you know, make some decisions around that.
Well, he said that capital reserve, we should be saving that, the operating reserve that we should be using, and we're not using it, and you're asking municipalities to, you know, to dip into their coffers, and you don't have the money, you know, and here you are sitting on reserves that you should be using.
Well, the reserves are, I don't have it right off the top of my head, but it's $40,000 and $22,000, and so we need to purchase two new vehicles in the next couple of years.
And that's what the reserve is primarily used for.
Yeah, so we would purchase two vehicles out of that reserve. The van will need to be replaced, and the Subaru we got it in 2012. It's Subaru, so it's still doing pretty well. So I understand what you're saying. It's just that was the original intent of those monies, because there's no way to pay for a vehicle. Like, you can't get a grant from the government for a capital purchase like a vehicle.
Is that satisfactory for you, Mary?
I don't have to be, I guess.
Okay. Well, it's understandable. I think that we do have to have those new vehicles periodically. And if we don't have them, we'd be in a bigger...
It's just
bigger ditch than we are now.
Well, there's no win on it. I mean, Mary has a point, but again, we do have to manage our finances. And I've certainly beaten the bushes about grants for vehicles, and it's just a hard no from everybody. Yeah. To buy a car, you need to have the funds for a car. I did investigate at one point in time whether or not we can get a car loan and make payments, but being a nonprofit, we would have to get municipal units to co-sign our loan, and that just sounded like...
As they do for fire departments.
Yes, and so that would not be appealing either to our municipal funders, as they expect us to manage our operational concerns, I would think. So that's...
Mr. Rankin, you had your hand up a bit ago?
Just wondering, Laura, what the municipal contribution, $297,300, what would that have been last year, roughly?
$231,000,
okay.
Roughly. So there's significant increases in Inverness and Richmond, and in fact, all municipal units went up at least 20%. Mm. So it's a significant increase, but if you leave something for 10, 15 years, your correction is going to be awful, right? Initially, they had the equity grant and French grant calculated into all the municipal units in this funding formula, but we pushed back and said, no, that's in conflict with the legislation, and got the percentage increase lower for our municipal units, right? And they had to correct that and pay 100% of the equity grant and French grant. So, you know, we try, to keep it.
Anything further?
Yeah, do we spend $5,000 on legal fees?
I forget what it was. Yeah, that's actually down from last year. It was at 10. We have for several years spent probably about 7-ish, I guess, would be an average, but I shouldn't even quote that. Our lawyer is primarily a labor lawyer, so that's her specialty. So she advises about complex employee issues to ensure that we do the best and most appropriate thing for our employees. And then, of course, we do sometimes have legal issues in relation to, any of the conflict we've been in terms of funding. There can be stuff you have to take to a lawyer. However, that is a reduction, and we are getting to a point where hopefully we can keep focused on reducing that.
Is computers and software, is that a new line, or was it just grouped somewhere else, or in?
It's a better named line.
Yeah.
We have like automation or something, and so what we've done with this is try and make it really, really clear, so you don't go, well, what is automation? Because some of the stuff I just inherited, it's the same budget category for years and years, and. Carly and Dana and I really work through each line to try and make sure, what is that? Is it clear? So this is a public document. Once it's approved, it's available to reporters, it's available to members of the public, and we just really want to make it easier for people to understand exactly what the expenditure is.
Well, Madam Chair, that's what I was going to say next, how easy it is to follow and categorize and get the answers. So thank you for your extra work.
Yeah, I'll let the two managers know. They did a fantastic job and deserve the majority of the credit. They really are wonderful.
Okay, if I mention your name, I take it back.
they were very, very good on this project, and I'm glad it's working.
Well, Well, there's certainly, with your assistance or without it, they made it very clear. It's easier to understand than it's ever been.
Yeah, it's getting around. Really, I think we're on the right track with it,
mm-hmm.
hopefully. So that's all I
have. How many pages in the document?
Madam Chair, I don't know if anybody else has any questions.
I'm going to get to that in a second. I have a question right now.
Five, surely.
Yeah, and two of mine are missing me. Somebody got in my back. You should have two extra pages.
I don't have two extra pages.
Okay. Are there any other issues or items that you want to discuss from the financial statement or summer budget summary? Anything else,
Madam Chair?
Yes,
Laura. Laura, in terms of payroll expenses, health benefits, $27,000.
Yes.
What's the cost sharing between
it
the library and the
70-30.
70-30, okay.
Okay.
Would you know if that's kind of the norm for?
It includes health and dental.
Health and dental.
Okay, health and dental. It's 70-30, and for example, if you are at 20 hours a week, okay, and you work for us and you happen to have a family, you can have full family benefits. The employee does contribute to that, but that's a really good benefit to be able to have for a part-time employee.
Extremely good. Yeah.
And it's better than average.
Okay.
So we have, the board, rather, has always been very, very concerned about employees and has always done an excellent job at that sort of taking care of employees where possible, right?
Mm.
I didn't, you know, it's an expenditure that we have to obviously be concerned about over the long term.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's the way I think it should be, but I was just curious.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the share amount was. How many buildings do we have where we have the alarm coverage?
Any location we have.
How many?
We're going to add Shetty Camp this year. Sherbrooke, Pettigraw,